The Great Monster Hunt. Early one morning, a funny noise woke up Duck. It sounded like psh, psh.
Hi.
And it came from right under her bed. Duck was not quite sure what it was, and she was much too scared to look. Instead, she jumped out of bed and ran for help.
Pig, Duck yelled. There's something under my bed and it's making strange sounds.
It goes psh, psh, grrr.
Psh, psh, grrr,
asked Pig.
Oh my, we need someone really strong to help. Stay right where you are.
And Pig ran to find Bear. Pig told Bear all about the frightening noise under Duck's bed. It's going psh, psh, grrr, bang, bang.
I wanted to tell you, Bear, because you are so strong.
Bear lifted a huge log.
It's true, I am strong enough for almost anything,
he said.
But I think we better find someone who is loud enough to chase this thing away.
So they ran to find Wolf, who was about to start his early morning howling. Bear told him about the dreadful news about the terrifying thing under Duck's bed.
It goes, psh, psh, grrr, bang, bang, wham, wham, all of the time.
Bear said,
we thought you could help us frighten it away.
Oh, yes, I can, the wolf proudly said. There is no match for what I can do. Just listen. Do it together. Woo! Maybe we also need help from someone really clever. So they ran to find Owl. Listen, Wolf said. There's a dreadful and terrifying sound under Duck's bed. He goes psh, psh, grrr. Bang, bang, wham, wham, growl. Owl was lost for words.
We thought you might know what it was, Pig said, because you're so clever.
Owl said,
clever, yes, that's what I am. So I can tell you one thing. Duck is in great danger.
Pig, Bear and Wolf huddled closer together.
Are you sure? They asked.
Oh, yes.
He's looking at me.
He's looking at you.
He's looking at me.
Owl said.
Can you imagine anything Daddy. Kind and cuddly making such a noise?
It must be a monster, yelled Pig.
Oh, what are we going to do?
The only way to deal with a monster, Owl said, is to trap it. Clever Owl. Turn the page. So the animals set about gathering rope and nets and useful pokey things. Then the four of them bravely set off for Duck's house. Owl led the way because trapping the monster was his clever idea. Next came Wolf, howling loudly. Then came Bear with his monster buster stick. And last was Pig, clutching his great monster catcher net. Finally, they arrived at Duck's house and flattened their ears against the door. But no monstrous sound was heard. No screaming, nor crying, nor calling for help.
Maybe we are too late, whispered Bear.
Oh no,
Pig cried in despair.
Duck, are you there?
Called Wolf.
Then the door slowly creaked open.
It was Duck. You're here, she said.
Duck, you're in great danger, whispered Bear.
There's a monster under your bed, cried Pig.
Duck looked ready to faint.
A monster, she whimpered. How do you know?
Because it goes psh, psh, grr, bang, bang, wham, wham, growl,
Pig yelled, and ooh, Owl added.
Quack, quack, bang, bang.
Ooh. Come on, let's get it. The animals charged into Duck's house. Up the stairs they crept. Then they heard a sound. Psh, psh, it went. It came from right under Duck's bed. Owl flashed his lantern. The animals gasped. They could not believe their eyes.
Help me turn it. Thank you.
There, right under Duck's bed, was a tiny mouse snoring softly in his tiny bed. Well, I never, Duck whispered. Do you know what we've just done? Owl smiled, all feeling rather silly. The animals looked at each other and giggled. We've just made a monster out of a mouse. The end. Cora, I love you.
It's not bedtime.
No, baby, it's not bedtime.
It's sunny day.
It's still a sunny day.